Jagannath is our farm up in here.
Ah.
Lord Jagannath is staying there now while he is ill. Our big Lord Jagannath is going to Cleveland tomorrow for Ratha Yatra Festival.
Ah. Is this the first time?
Yes. They have a big cart. And they'll go down the main street.
How far is it?
How far to Cleveland?
Hmm.
About 130 miles.
So very good.
We are growing a kind of grass, Sudan grass. Then we cut that and put it in the tall silos for the cows to eat in the winter.
Uh-huh. In the winter, this is all covered in snow?
Most of the winter, not.
Hmm.
We get maybe 6 inches during the whole winter. We're farming a lot of land now that's not our land.
Hmm?
We are farming a lot of land that is not our land. We lease it.
Oh.
Or do it on shares.
Oh. What is the share? Half?
Sometimes half, not, more likely a third, sometimes a quarter. We like
quarter for the proprietor?
Yes. There are many people that have a lot of land and they don't want to do it themselves. But the hay has to be cut every year, otherwise the trees come and then the land degenerates.
Oh.
So they like to have it cut.
And can we cultivate it all?
Yes, it could be. It'd be very good land. Our own lumber now also.
Oh.
Cutting our own trees.
That is the nature's way. To cut the lumber and make cottage, and the land is clear, then cultivate, get your food, and cow, get your grass. Why it is, there is no fog here due to the tree?
There is a river up that way.
Hmm.
So I think there's more fog up there. It's always like that. I don't know exactly why.
Jungle?
Deer.
Deer only.
Fox. Two fox.
Fox. Fox. And then fox, they come to our temple.
No.
Fox, they eat men? No.
Not usually. Only if they get sick, rabies, then they'll attack. They eat rabbits, rodents.
Deer also?
Deer are vegetarian. They eat grain.
No.
Fox will eat a deer?
Oh, I don't think.
He used to saw lynx. Big cat. A lynx.
Small cat.
Something like a little wild cat.
They eat.
They're
eaten by the fox.
They'll eat the fox. They're very rare, though.
Jiva jiva sajivanam. Sahasrani sahasrana. Apadani tatasvada. Nunanga mahadang tatva jiva jiva sajivanam. The headless animal is the food for the animal with hands. This is the beginning of life. Uncivilized man is the animal. Apadani sabitvada. This grass land left for the chetuspada on four-legged cows, deer, goat, pig, and those are weak, they're for the strong. In this way, this is necessary. Jiva-jiva-sajiva, one life, living entity. Food for another. Immigration. We have got passport. That's all right.
The dog's business. Dog's business.
Without any fault, they'll just die. We have no fault, still they'll just die. They've got this independence. Little independence, more than the animal.
It's the end of the road, so I think we can turn. Yes.
This wood or gas?
Both. Mostly wood.
No, there are so many jungles we can't do wood.
Actually, we like it better.
Oh, yes, it is better. It's nice.
But it is a little dirty. Unless you change it to charcoal, there is always some smoke.
Yeah.
This is not ours.
Huh.
Our property comes down this far, but not on this corner. Prabhupada and they say overpopulation.
I protest against this. I said, there is a word for it. I never admit it. But I feel that.
Yes.
There is no word for it. Americans allow the Chinese and the Indians to come. They can develop all this. And no, this is our land. You cannot. Immigration, there we go. Greed and pure water.
Yes. The water around here is very nice. Big dam it and have a big lake.
If there is no foam, that means it is nicer. Home means simple water.
Krishna explains that the soul is situated in the body, but he's not the performer of activities. In other words, he does nothing within the body. And yet...
Why did you say he does nothing?
There's a verse that says that a self-realized soul sees the activities of evacuation or moving or so many things. He understands that it is the body alone which is working. So how is it that we see in a dead body... When the soul has gone, there are none of these activities. It would appear as though the soul is the principle in the body that is performing all these activities. Otherwise, how is it that the dead body, when the soul is gone, is also not carrying on so many functions?
So long the soul is there, the activities of the body are there. Otherwise not. That is explained habit. Knowingly, unknowingly. Looks like a child is passing urine. He does not know that it's passing. But the body's action is going like that. But if the child is dead, there will no more passing like that. So long the body is alive, things are happening automatically. Like this tree, so long it is alive, the leaves are coming out, the flowers are coming out. Although the trees have no developed consciousness. we see that when Nal Maharaj felt some disturbance of the demons, they decided to change the play. And they immediately, from Gokul, immediately went to Vrindavan. But we don't find anything that they had to take permission.
That's right.
So that means, formally, this was the system. If there is vacant land, one can go and live there. There is no question of permission. When you live there and you make your professional activity, then the king will come, takes little tax.
That used to be the system here. They call it homesteaders. If you would go and make your home there, you could have the land.
And that is not for the foreigners. Some Chinese men in India want to come.
It used to be. But not anymore for anybody.
No, let's see. Why? No.
Because it's become very profitable for people to keep it. Because people are making money on it now.
Money they must make, otherwise they should come. But what is your objection? Just like in the marketplace, still in India, system is, in the marketplace, anyone can go and sell his goods. And when he's selling, the proprietor takes some contribution. Not that he has to take money. He's selling there, that's all right, give me some. A little country. The king has the right to tax on maintenance.
When we take, that was just not a quota of like using, wasting a lot of clean water. How is that perfect and complete?
What is that?
It's our thing still perfect and complete even when we're wasting and destroying.
Why you should waste? Wasting is not allowed.
No. It belonged to the man who formerly owned the property.
So, how is it broken?
Some vandals. There was no one living here. He just left it. This farm is for sale now.
There is no limit of purchasing.
Only limit is money.
No. I want to say, as in India, there is a limit that you want.
No. Government puts no limit.
No.
Yes. sunflower, peas, beets, carrots, lettuce, spinach.
Potato.
Potato. Broccoli.
Broccoli?
Yes.
What is that?
It's something like cauliflower.
Oh.
That green vegetable soup. It's like
cabbage.
Cabbage. Peppers.
Okay, right. How many? Tomato.
Tomato. But most things are not yet fructified. This is early in our season. Peas will be ready just shortly. Lettuce is ready.
Vegetable, beans, wheat, then what do you want more?
The wheat is just about ready for harvest.
I mean, so we can grow all these things and eat very nicely. Very economic, bro. Jagyan Bhavanti Pajanya Pajanya Dandatam.
There. It's full of cow stool and urine.
What's that? Fertilizer?
That is fertilizer. Nothing is wasted.
You can make gas also.
Yes. Originally an oil tank.